We're just over 2 weeks into the 2015 hurricane season, but forecasters say never let your guard down during the hurricane season. We'll take a look at some of the latest information on storm prep on Florida Matters this evening at 6:30. But in this preview, WUSF's Mark Schreiner reports on a change in the rules for residents and business owners on the beaches and barrier islands of Pinellas County.
At the end of Walsingham Road is the small community of Indian Rocks Beach. Homes and apartment complexes are interspersed with beachfront vacation rentals along the main drag of Gulf Boulevard. About a block and a half south of the Indian Rocks Causeway Bridge, a bakery and a surf shop sit squeezed between a pizza bar and a Mexican restaurant. Surrounded by surfboards and swimsuits, island shop owner Larry Garrison talks to a customer. Garrison's had the shop for 8 years, not long enough to have had to bug out for a hurricane, even though he knows what he'll do if one comes.
Biggest concerns would be the front windows are pretty vulnerable to breaking. We do board them up. There's a storm coming, but even that may not help prevent that. And also flooding, being that we're in a low, right on the beach.
Next door in Suite IRB, owner Melissa Dotson stands among glass display cases full of cakes and pies. She and her husband bought the store 2.5 years ago and opened the bakery last September. Hurricanes, they're not her biggest concern.
Well, I came from the Kansas City area, so I was used to tornadoes and things like that, so I'm more afraid of them than I am of the hurricanes.
Both store owners live nearby. Garrison is a few minutes over the bridge in Largo. Dotson is just 5 minutes north off of Gulf Boulevard. They know that if a hurricane comes, they'd likely have to leave their homes and workplaces behind and head further inland. But when the storm passes, both would be among the first allowed back in, thanks to a new program unveiled earlier this year by Pinellas County. Under the Barrier Island Reentry Program, people who live or work in Indian Rocks Beach and 11 other Gulfside communities stretching from Tierra Verde north to Clearwater sign up for an emergency access permit to hang on their car mirror. If there's a mandatory evacuation, and not just for a hurricane, but any event that forces a large-scale departure, pass holders will be allowed back in much quicker than those without a pass. Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gualtieri explained the rationale at a recent press conference.
The old way was that if you had a driver's license or you had something that identified you, somebody have to stop, you got to read it, you got to verify and make sure that they belong there, because we don't want people who don't belong in these communities.
The system is designed to keep looters and burglars out while also trying to ease reentry traffic congestion. Residents get 2 hang tag passes, while business owners can get more depending on the number of essential personnel they have. When they try to get through any of the 9 reentry points to the barrier islands, pass holders will be allowed into what's basically an express lane.
Everything's barcode on the hang tags, and the deputies would have scanners, and people would be able to very easily move through each of these checkpoints.
But the response hasn't been what Pinellas County emergency planners hoped for. Gualtieri estimates that there are about 88,000 people who would need permits, but as of the end of May, only 17,000 people have received them.
And that gives me a lot of concern, because what I know is going to happen is that if the event comes and we do have to evacuate and we have to get people back in, is they're going to complain. And they're going to be complaining because they can't get in or because they're going to be significantly delayed.
Dotson, who picked up her passes using her home address, says there are many reasons she's heard for the low response.
One of the comments that I heard was that we have to go get ours at City Hall. They're only open Monday through Friday. A lot of folks work in Tampa Monday through Friday because you can't mail them, and you have to have some proof of identification to get them. And I also think that a lot of people are still not aware that they need them.
That's despite what Gualtieri calls a concerted effort by the county to publicize the program through mailings and community events, everything short of going door to door. He adds that when a storm is on its way, that's not going to be the time to try to get a pass.
And if they wait to that period of time, they're probably going to be out of luck. It's just the way it is, and that's what people do, but shouldn't wait.
And avoiding the wait after the storm is exactly why people like Larry Garrison have already gotten their passes.
I hope they come in handy. I'll be waiting at the bridge before it opens to come back, I'm sure. So I'll hopefully be one of the first ones back on the island.
Mark Schreiner, WUSF 89.7 News.
Don't miss your guide to the 2015 hurricane season on Florida Matters this evening at 6:30.